This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Smith. Coming up in a few minutes, when bears attack, one man tells the story of his encounter with a grizzly, plus the frustrations of being a bear catcher.
First, to Mexico, where a group of leftist rebels is threatening more bomb attacks against that country's oil infrastructure. On Monday, explosions hit 6 pipelines in Mexico. Oil and gas supplies were disrupted. No one was injured, but thousands of people had to leave their homes. And the blasts caused millions of dollars in damage. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins us now from Mexico City. Hi, Lourdes.
Hi.
What happened exactly on Monday?
At around 2 a.m., there were almost a dozen explosions at valve stations where different pipelines intersect in the state of Veracruz. That's the main sort of oil-producing state here in Mexico. The blasts were quite spread apart geographically, but they were nearly simultaneous, which shows how organized the group that perpetrated this was. The fallout was significant. More than 60% of Mexico's steel production was halted, and 2 major auto plants had to shut down. That cost millions of dollars, not to mention the thousands of people that had to be evacuated from their homes.
And do we know who this group is?
What we know is that the group is called the Revolutionary People's Army, or EPR. They are a Marxist group that was mostly active in the 1990s. They were responsible for the killing of dozens of police and soldiers in attacks then. But they disappeared for a while and really only began to be noticed again in July when they took credit for another wave of bombings of natural gas supply lines. They also set off a bomb in August at a Sears department store in Oaxaca. Oaxaca, of course, is where a separate group, the APO, have been launching on and off again protests against the governor there. So there isn't really a clearly defined link. When they were very active, they claimed about 500 members. It's a very small group, but it seems now to have grown in sophistication.
And what is their guiding philosophy? Why are they targeting oil pipelines?
Well, it's clearly politically motivated. They say they want Mexican President Felipe Calderón to stop crushing social dissent. They say they want 2 members of their group whom they say were grabbed by the military to be freed. But beyond that, it's not really clear what exactly it is that they're looking for.
And is the government considering them a serious threat?
Well, you know, this group is promising more attacks. Pemex is the state-run oil company, and the government here gets a lot of its revenues from the sale of oil and natural gas, about 40%. So any disruption to that is a serious threat. This group managed to execute a fairly complex attack, and that is also bad news for the government here. I think everyone is actually now taking them seriously.
And the government of Felipe Calderón, how are they dealing with this specifically, and how will they respond to these people? What will happen to them if they're indeed caught?
Well, you know, pipeline attacks are notoriously difficult to crack down on. It's a vast network here that cannot be defended easily. I mean, look what has happened in Iraq and Nigeria. The tactic of targeting energy infrastructure is a very effective one. And Mexico seems to now have joined the ranks of countries with a problem securing their pipelines. Felipe Calderón spoke yesterday. He acknowledged the fact that it was going to be very difficult to protect the oil infrastructure. But he also said that he would do everything in his power to crack down on this group, to find out who they are, and to bring them to justice. So we'll have to see.
And has the United States responded in any way?
Mexico is an important oil-producing state, an important natural gas-producing country. And, of course, the news of these attacks did send jitters into the oil market, and that affects, you know, the global economy. So when something like this happens in Mexico, it really destabilizes, you know, the markets all across the world. So certainly it's not something that is only important here in Mexico, but it's important everywhere else, too. People are looking at this very closely.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Mexico City. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.